Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
8:46, 14 before 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Todd Murphy, president of Jefferson Chamber, gave you a hell of an introduction before. Too bad Mike Cooper was coming on, but you can go back and listen to it if you like. Yeah, true story. How you doing? All right.
I'm doing great, Tommy. I'm glad this is a radio interview because I'm certainly in need of a haircut. I've got a hair set for radio. So, but other than that, all's good.
I got a face set for radio, but that's not what we're here to discuss. Tell me about the letter that you wrote to Mayor Cantrell, the reason for it, and the point you were trying to make.
Well, the reason for it is I think that the only way we can bring our city and our region back is to collaborate and work regionally. And I think that decisions need to be made across the region. We have people that live in Jefferson, that work in New Orleans. People live in New Orleans, work in Jefferson, St. Bernard, St. Tammany, I believe you're in Plaquemines. I mean, we cross these parish lines all day long. And so if each parish president and each mayor is coming up with their own set of rules, I think that's going to be a disastrous plan for recovery. The second part of the letter is I thought her press conference last week, canceling events 5 and 6 months out was reckless. I mean, we sent the message to our workers, the tens of thousands of workers that work in the festival and convention business, that we might not have work for you come October, November. And we also sent the message, because her voice is so powerful around the world, to conventioneers that you might want to look somewhere else. And these decisions weren't made with collaborative discussions. They were made, as far as most people see, in a vacuum. She even admitted in the press conference, as she laughed about it, that no, she had not spoken to the Saints or to Mrs. Benson. And I just think that's a travesty. I mean, we're so fortunate to have an NFL franchise that is not only an economic engine for this city, but an incredible corporate giver to this city. And to make statements about their fate without even having a conversation, I don't understand that type of communication. And all I'm asking for is that, you know, we have regular conversations about what's the best way to bring this economy back. And Tommy, I want to make something very clear. We're not advocating to reopen the economy until such time that the health authorities, the medical experts, say that it's time to do that. We're not advocating for that. But what we're advocating for is we need a plan, and we can't just sit on our hands and say, you know, we're going to cancel everything for the rest of the year.
So this is a public communication. Had there been attempts at private?
No, sir.
Okay. In terms of, I guess, cooperation between the two chambers of commerce, have there been conversations between, I guess there's an Orleans chamber and a Jefferson chamber?
So in this region, we have 10 parishes and we have 9 chambers of commerce. And so we communicate on a regular basis with all of the chambers around. And in Plaquemines, you have the Plaquemines Association of Business and Industry. They're included in that call as well. And so, yes, we have regular communications, as do the parish presidents, as do, you know, internal here in Jefferson Parish. I talk to our parish president almost on a daily basis. We have regular calls with councilmen with our sheriff, with our coroner. And, you know, Tommy, when you see us in Jefferson Parish at a press conference and we talk about teamwork and collaboration, that's not just at a press conference. That's going on every day, all day, you know, 6 and 7 days a week right now. So I guess that's just what we're used to, and we're trying to bring that to a regional level and think that, you know, when you call a press conference and say, you know, and the Thursday before Easter, I think it was, and say, hey, we're going to extend our stay at home until mid-May. When the governor is the only one that has access to the Louisiana Department of Health. He's got all the access and resources. And the governor's saying, hey, it's day to day. It's too early to make that call. So it's, you know, let's not try to one up one another. Let's try to work together and really do what's best to put a plan in place to bring this region back.
So at this point, would you like for the Jefferson Chamber to get together maybe with the other regional chambers and sit down and talk to the mayor, talk to each parish president, just have almost like a summit, if you want to call it that, so everybody can decide how we're going to handle this or how we're going to present it to the public, what face you're going to put on it. Because as you're saying, the virus doesn't know between Jefferson Parish, Orleans Parish, Plaquemines Parish, whatever, and it does seem as though, especially when you look at opening up America again, the president's plan, that this has to be regional.
Absolutely, it has to be regional, and I think the president's plan is very easy to understand. It's simple steps, and it's phased in, and I think that's certainly what we're looking at now. The chamber, the Jefferson Economic Development Commission, the Jefferson Business Council, and others are actually putting together a phased in plan right now. But quite frankly, we plan to match that with the governor's plan, and the governor's really, you know, that's really the ultimate authority in this state. Who's going to say, okay, this is the date we can open, and here's the plan we should adapt. And so, but absolutely, I mean, it's got to be a regional plan. I like the idea of the summit, quite frankly, to be a Zoom summit.
You know, Todd, what I do is I solve problems and I bring people together. That's what I do. I don't know why I got kicked out of my own family if I do that, but generally speaking. No, but seriously, there should be a summit. Honestly, I'm not kidding. So what do you hope to accomplish with this letter? Maybe get the mayor to not shoot from the lip, you know, as they say, and maybe think carefully that her words mean a lot, especially as it comes to the national media. Because, again, I totally agree with you. When the mayor of a city like New Orleans says something, especially as it relates to news operations looking to make headlines, that's going to zoom right to the top of the pile, and it's hard to take that back.
It absolutely does. I mean, if you recall all of the rankings just before this in terms of vacation spots and convention spots, we're always in the top five, right? Of destinations that people want to go to. And so her voice is just amplified so strongly across this country. And I think we have to be very careful. I think, you know, the stimulus checks are nice. I think the unemployment, you know, extending out through July is great. But then what? You know, that money is going to run out. And then what do we do with the tens of thousands of workers in the hospitality and tourism industry that are, you know, the event producers and the stage hands and the musicians and the artists and all of these? That's the lifeblood of our economy, our restaurant workers. And so I think we have to start thinking out. And look, there's no question that this virus has been horrible. This virus has killed, I think now we're at about four times the people have died from this virus in Jefferson Parish in 4 weeks that died all of last year in automobile accidents in Jefferson Parish. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. But if we don't put a plan in place to bring our economy back, we're going to kill others from starvation and bankruptcy and worse. Or people are just going to pick up and move out of the city.
Todd, thank you so much for your time and your efforts. Put that summit together. Seriously, it might not be a bad idea. Todd Murphy, president of the Jefferson Parish Chamber. It is 8:54, a little bit late. Time for traffic now, WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Auto Parts.